Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah are being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael, Dov Ben Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi, his neshama should have an aliyah, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Mars Chaya Bas Ruchaim Le'ib HaLevi, her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we began discussing the din that if a shliach brings a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, he has to say B'fan Nechta, B'fan Nechtam. It's considered a kiyum, a validation of the get. And we explain the reason for this is, let's say the husband comes to Beis Din and claims that the get is mezuyif, it's a forgery, and that he never wrote it, since the get's coming from Chutz La'aretz and we're in Eretz Yisrael or vice versa, and there's not so much travel back and forth between them, we're not going to be able to find Edim to testify that this is actually a valid signature. Therefore, the Shliach himself, who said, B'fanechtam, is believed like two Edim, and there's no way that the husband's able to say it's not a good get. So Mishnah tells us, maybe get bit Eretz Yisrael, if a person brings a get within Eretz Yisrael, he does not have to say B'fanechtam, and Imyesh Olav Ayrim, if there happens to be somebody that's Ma'arer, he raises a hue and a cry about this get, claiming that it's not valid, and that obviously would be the husband, Yiskayim B'chasamav, so we'll just validate it with its signatures, we'll get the Edim themselves, or we'll get people who recognize the signatures of the Edim, and they'll say, don't worry, this is a valid get. Now what about the following case? We have a fellow who came from Chutz La'aretz, he's in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not able to say B'fanech T'fanechtam. That's not because he didn't see it written. He did. He saw it written and signed, but he became a cheresh, a deaf mute at last moment, and so he simply can't say it. We don't say it's not a valid get, however, we have to validate it, and therefore, if there's Edim on it, we have to validate it with those signatures. Moving on to Mishnah Daled, Echad Gitei Nashim V'Echad Shechur Avadim, Shavu L'Amelech V'Lamevi, a get for a woman, or a Shtar Shechur for an Eved. If a person wants to free his Eved Kenani, his not Jewish Eved, he has to write a special Shtar called a Shtar Shechur. So these both have the same exact din for Melech and Mevi, if a person is bringing them from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa, B'fanechtam has to be said. This is one of the ways that a get of a woman and the shtar shechur of an eved are similar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.